SDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 61. Southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 59.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Shines, and authorities across the state of Kansas are searching for two men who claim to have fallen on hard times and need help. But what happens next is that they end up stealing money from Kansans as they sell them fake jewelry. This happened in Barton County, as their sheriff, Ryan Bellendier, spoke with Cake News.
The ploy is that they're from another country, they're broke, they can't access their money for some reason. Why do you have $4,000 worth of jewelry? You claim to be from Dubai, which is one of the wealthiest countries in the world, and you're in the middle of Kansas.
The two men also made an appearance in Graham County, whose Sheriff Cole Presley posted on Facebook a warning for people across the state.
One of the conversations, the complaint was that they were out of gas and they wanted cash for gas. When the offer was made to give them gas instead of money, the guys got upset and left. The nature of folks in Kansas is always to help someone who's in trouble.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
February is the month for breakups. It's time to break up with that old car before you have to buy another Valentine's Day gift of expensive parts and labor. Let Midwest Kia help you break up with negative equity, high interest rates, and even higher payments. With rebates as high as $7,500 and rates as low as 0% APR on eligible models. Plus, special lease payments on almost every new Kia in stock. And remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Break up with that old beater and fall in love with your new Kia from Midwest Kia, home of the simple, transparent, and fast better way to buy. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Low APR and rebate cannot be combined. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers with at least 740 credit score. $7,500 rebate is for a lease on a Kia EV6 or EV9. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
The Kansas Department of Transportation is beginning the application process for its Transportation Alternatives Projects, which funds projects focused on pedestrian, bicycle, and other non-car modes of transportation, particularly in small towns. The Kansas Department of Transportation's Active Transportation Manager, Jenny Kramer, spoke with WDAF.
Often the trips are very short. They're like the whole town can be half mile, 1 mile, so making sure it's safe for walking and biking. Instead of getting in your car to go a quarter mile, like you can walk or bike to the grocery store.
Communities can register for informational webinars being held on Monday, February 5th at 10 a.m., Thursday, February 8th at 2:30 p.m., and Friday, February 9th at 11 a.m. And other news, funding for the National Affordable Connectivity Program will soon run out if Congress does not act soon. The program consists of low-income families across the country, including in Kansas, as the FCC says over 132,000 households in the state could lose internet access if Congress does not act to fund the program, with potentially nearly 23 households across the country being affected. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Pioneer Spirit Trail in Hastings will be extended by 3.5 more miles in the coming years thanks to a grant from Nebraska Game and Parks. The grant is for $250,000 and will help the city of Hastings pay for construction costs of Phase 4 to help build onto the trail. Hastings Parks and Recreation Director Jeff Hassenstab spoke with KSNB Local 4.
We have a lot of children that walk to Lincoln Elementary School, and so really what our goal is to do with that trail is to provide a safe and accessible route, whether you're walking to school, whether you're walking to parks, bike. So really, trails give you a safe and accessible means of transportation.
Phase 4 of the Pioneer Spirit Trail is expected to bid out by late spring or early summer of 2024. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales. We get behind what's behind you.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stickline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Stackline Communications is an equal opportunity.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville Chamber and Main Street is accepting nominations for the annual meeting and banquet Saturday, February 24th. Bridget Joby will be the evening's keynote speaker, director of Kansas Tourism Division. She will participate in presentation of 7 awards celebrating local businesses, organizations, leaders, and volunteers. They are currently accepting nominations for Business of the Year for those with 25 or more employees and Small Business of the Year for those with fewer than 25 employees. These businesses should demonstrate adaptability, passion, customer focus, vision, creativity, integrity, and involvement in the community. They're accepting nominations for Volunteer of the Year, someone who gives to the Marysville community, demonstrating communication, work ethic, problem solving, with energy, leadership, and community focus. Business Design and a Beautification Award to a business that's repaired, improved, or enhanced overall aesthetics of their property. Outstanding Customer Service Award could be an individual or business for those who are patient, going above and beyond with good communication, positive and persuasive. To make a nomination, send an email to the Chamber and Main Street office at MarysvilleCMS@gmail.com or drop by their office at 617 Broadway. Nomination should be at least 100 words long and be received by Monday, February 4th. People may make nominations in one or several categories. Two other awards will be presented, Black Squirrel of the Year and the Legacy Award. Chamber and Main Street members will vote on the Black Squirrel of the Year Award, and Chamber and Main Street board members will determine the winner of the Legacy Award. Kansas State University beef extension specialists and agents hosting several cow-calf production-focused meetings throughout the state, including Monday, February 5th in Seneca. Rebuilding the cow herd will discuss risk management tools and cow herd nutrition considerations following drought, heifer development strategies, and bull selection. Advanced reservations requested, contact Ross Mosteller at 785-336-2184. The meeting Monday evening in Seneca at 6:30 at the Woolsencroft Event Center. A Kansas Department of Transportation bridge replacement project on U.S. 36 in Nemahal County is slated to begin this week, 2 miles west of Baileyville. Initial work consisting of constructing a shoefly detour to carry traffic around the existing bridge. Traffic impact should be minimal during this phase of the project. Shoefly expected to be complete later this spring. Traffic will then be shifted to the detour while the bridge is replaced. Work Monday through Friday during daylight hours is expected to be complete by December. KDOT urges all motorists to be alert and obey warning signs when approaching and driving through a highway work zone. KNDY continues the conversation with April Todd, director of the Pony Express Partnership for Children, on our public affairs program again this weekend. She speaks of the goals of the partnership.
PEPSI is a 501c3 nonprofit agency located here in Marshall County. We do serve Marshall and Washington County, but we are a family resource center that provides all aspects of education, basic needs, housing, employment, health care, all sorts of things that we provide services to help families just to be more safe, stable, and more successful.
Join the conversation airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
In order to qualify for our actual what we call the Family Support Program, and that is a housing program that we operate. In order to qualify for that, really they only need to meet two qualifiers. One is that they have children under the age of 18 in their home, and the second one is that they are either currently homeless or at imminent risk of homelessness. So maybe they've fallen behind on rent, they are facing an eviction, they are unable to maintain their utilities in working order, those kind of things that would make them at imminent risk of homelessness.
Again, April Todd with the Pony Express Partnership for Children, our guest on the Public Affairs Program this weekend.
And we also provide what we call long-term rental assistance, and that is done over the course of 9 months of financial assistance. We provide a deposit for the family if needed to get into a place, and then we pay 3 months of the rent at 100%. And then we pay 3 months at 50% of the total rent, and then we pay 3 months at 25%. So over time, our portion goes down while the family's portion and their responsibility rises, so that after 9 months, the goal is they will have been receiving that in-home case management weekly for 9 months and are then able to have broken down some of the barriers during that time that have prevented them from previously maintaining that housing independently.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the lower 50s and mid-60s. Rain showers are likely overnight tonight, cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Southeast winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Rain showers are likely into Saturday, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Easterly winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then more rain continues into Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. Easterly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Rain showers will continue still throughout Sunday, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 40s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly sunny into Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and partly cloudy skies Monday night with our lows in the lower 30s. Still sunny into Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid 50s, and partly cloudy skies Tuesday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy as we head into Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, and more rain possible Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February, 40. Record high on this date, 69. The average low, 19. The record low, 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:47. Sunset this evening at 5:14.
The groundhog is in the spotlight today. We take a look at how the woodchuck got his day in the sun on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 2nd, the 33rd day of the year. Folk rock vocalist Graham Nash has a birthday, and America's most popular weather lore event is today, Groundhog Day. Religious traditions also observe this day as Candlemas, the exact halfway point between the winter solstice and spring equinox. The groundhog tradition comes to us from old Europe, where the emergence of hibernating animals like bears and badgers were seen as harbingers of spring. German settlers in Pennsylvania adopted the groundhog for that custom, and the rest, as they say, is history. By the way, the real reason groundhogs emerge in February is not to check on the weather, but to pursue that other February tradition, looking for romance. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium. Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages. Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johns, and the K-State women's basketball team was ranked number 2 in the country until they ran into the Oklahoma Sooners and fell in an upset 66-63. Gisela Sanchez is who stepped up in place of Aoka Lee, who is injured, and scored 10 of the first 12 points for the Wildcats, giving them a 12-7 early lead. But overall, Skylar Vann for OU had a game high of 21, and the Wildcats will be on the road once again as they play number 12 Texas on Saturday. In other news, 13-year-old Isaac Murdoch received tickets to go to the Super Bowl last month from Patrick Mahomes directly. But that was before anyone knew that the Kansas City Chiefs will be playing the big game. And this will be his very first real Chiefs game. He spoke with KNBC9.
Obviously, since the Chiefs are there, it just made the whole experience 10 times better. You know, we're not going to get yelled at for wearing Chiefs gear or anything, and that we actually get to watch our team.
Now his whole family will get to go.
Our church actually surprised us with 2 more tickets. And so then now all 4 of us are able to go.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Dan Bongino here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Call my friends today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4864 or LoneStarTransfer.com.
Who doesn't want a piece of the country? Check out this 95-acre tract of Western Kingman County grass selling at auction on February 7th. Whether you're looking to expand your grass holdings or build your dream home, this tract has new fencing, great grass cover, and is located just 3 miles southwest of Cunningham, Kansas. For more information, go to floydsales.com or give us a call at 620-532-1887. This auction is brought to you by Floyd Auction and Real Estate, your hometown auction and real estate professionals.
The Chiefs are still a little ways away from their Super Bowl matchup with the San Francisco 49ers, but here's what Andy Reid had to say to the media about his defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo.
We have a history together, so I knew what to expect and where he would go with things. He had a young bunch and an older group that was tremendous for us, but they had kind of aged out, and we had this influx of new young guys, and what he did with them, I thought was great, of teaching. All of his guys did that. They did a great job of teaching.
And here's what he had to say about the team's mentality this year.
It's a group that has there's a great spirit about them. And there's a certain toughness that they have to where they don't get down on each other. They challenge each other. They support each other. And it's been that way through the highs and lows.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Concordia Panthers handled the Marysville Bulldogs in boys action 57-45 in a makeup game Thursday. Concordia outscored Marysville all 4 quarters, led by junior Peyton Redder with 22 points. Joey Henderson in double figures with 16. As Concordia improves to 7-5, 3-1 in the league, Willow Top, the only Bulldog in double figures with 14. Marysville with a loss falling to 8-6, 2-4. Concordia's second win over MHS this season, 57-45. Marysville Girl dominated the first game, winning 52-32, outscoring Concordia by 2 in the first, leading by 8 at the half. Never looked back as Lindsay Dressman led all scorers with 21 points. Marysville improves to 6-8, 3-3 in the league. Concordia had no one in double figures, Taylor McDaniel with 9. The Panthers fall to 5-7, 2-2. Marysville 52, Concordia 32, girls final. Marysville at Abilene Friday. We'll have it live on BNDY. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Friday night basketball, Marysville at Abilene, live on KNDY, as well as our Friday feature game, Valley Heights entertaining Axtell on FM 95.5. Hanover is home to Republic County. Frankfort tips off at Centralia. Lynn travels to Troy. Saturday makeup games, Axtell versus Lynn at Marysville, and Washington County faces Clifton Clyde. Marysville wrestlers, double duel with Chapman and Riley County rescheduled for Friday evening. It is senior night, the junior-senior high activity center.
It's all in the timing when trying to start trees and shrubs from a cutting. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Whether looking for a challenge or a way to preserve a family heirloom, you may want to try starting non-patented trees and shrubs from cuttings. Timing, the type of cutting, and the shrub species influence success. Privet, forsythia, wisteria, spirea, juniper, and hemlock are just a few that can be started from hardwood cuttings. Take a 4 to 8 inch cutting from the previous season's growth during the dormant season. Each cutting should have at least two nodes, the location where leaves or needles grow. Bundle, cover in sand or sawdust, and store cuttings in a cool, moist, frost-free location for the remainder of winter. Plant them in sand or vermiculite in spring. Once rooted, you can pot them up and grow them in a container for a season or two, or move them directly into the garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Between the time of World War I and World War II, most armies moved away from the use of horses and mules to motor-powered vehicles to move troops and equipment. But exactly what type of vehicle should do the bulk of that work was very much in question. Today we trace something commonplace to the man who advocated the Army build it. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Something commonplace in the military today is recognized to have begun with this man.
Mark Osat was born and raised in Big Woods, Minnesota. He graduated from the Warren High School in 1904.
Sherilyn Meyer says Osat became a lawyer, but when the U.S. entered World War I, he joined the Army and served as a captain. After the war, he continued to serve, then with the Officer of the Inspector General. He returned to Washington, D.C., where he began working with the general and chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. By the late 1930s, cavalry was obsolete, and there was a debate about what should replace it.
He worked for General Marshall, and just before World War II was starting, he was trying to convince General Marshall that the Army needed four-wheel drive Jeeps.
What seems commonplace today was not such an easy decision in 1940.
People thought, nah, you don't need that stuff. It's nothing that the Army's going to need.
But Osseth's time in World War I and extensive travels in the 1920s and 30s showed him the need for a compact, rugged, and nimble vehicle to assist troops on the ground. While others were in support, it was Osseth that earned the title Father of the Army Jeep.
He's the one that convinced them to start using them. And then starting in World War II is when the Jeeps really took off. They used them for troop transport, everything.
Osseth retired from the military and settled in North Dakota, where he worked as a lawyer. However, it is his time in the U.S. military and his advocating for the Jeep that many still point to as an important step in building the capabilities of the Army in World War II. Traveling the countryside near Oslo, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
The pond may be frozen, but the ice can help you with upkeep. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Sand spread over the ice will drop in after the spring thaw, taming vegetation as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Looking for a way to tame the vegetation and mud on the bottom of your pond, take advantage of the ice deck and spread a 2 to 4 inch layer of sand on top. It'll fall in when the ice thaws. Tim Mattson is a pond consultant and author. He says, make sure the ice is thick enough to support the vehicle hauling sand.
You'd go around and spread the sand out on the ice, and then in the spring it's going to drop down and go where you want it to go. So it kind of works like a mulch to mulch out vegetation on the bottom of the pond. But depending on what's on the bottom, some ponds have nice hard pan and the sand would maybe last for a while. But if it's mud and muck and swampy, won't be long before that sand is just going to mix with the mud and it's going to be gone.
Another practical use for a sand drop is to spread out a beach area from shore. You can put the sand exactly where you want it to go, and when the ice melts, the sand falls in a uniform layer over the beach. Mattson says for the best results, you should use a specific type of sand.
I would recommend using washed sand either for beach or for mulching, because if you use what they used to call bank run sand or sand from a sand pit, you're going to get a lot of fines and dirt with it that will tend to, especially in a beach area, cause turbidity when you step on it. So wash sand is preferable. Some people use really small stone from like a quarry, and it tends not to wash in as quickly as sand.
Mattson says some people may benefit by using a drop method with lime and fertilizers. However, he says there is a risk that these ingredients could be flushed out of the pond with spring runoff. If you use the drop technique for this purpose, do it away from the spillway area. Learn more about using the ice to add sand to the pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. Someday for a crown.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The agricultural version of the Circle of Life, today on Farm to Fork. Crops feed animals, and animals in turn feed crops. In the Delmarva region of the Eastern Seaboard, Lindsay Thompson heads the Maryland Grain Producers Association and says about 650 million broiler chickens are produced each year in the area.
The chickens eat the grain that we grow. Well, then those chickens excrete waste, and that waste can be harvested out of the poultry houses and transported to the farm fields where they need it and applied according to our nutrient management plan to provide nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, as well as a whole host of micronutrients to the soil and organic matter.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Without that option, you can imagine what sort of a problem chicken producers would have on their hands. Thompson says everyone wins in this scenario.
We really appreciate kind of that symbiotic relationship that we have for feeding the chickens and then the poultry litter feeding the crops. And it is a slow release organic source of nutrients. And so it, again, really works out from a cycle perspective.
Thompson was a guest in a recent episode of the Farm Food Facts podcast put out by U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Homesend Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
professional, you can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210.
Got to be 22.50.
Good Thursday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
We spoke with USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey as he discusses the drought coverage of winter wheat, hay, and cattle for the period ending last month, as he says there's some pretty good news.
Looking at winter wheat, our one active crop this time of year, good news there is that we have seen roughly a halving of the drought coverage in our winter wheat production areas during the month of January. Last month, we saw almost one-third or 32% of the winter wheat production area in drought. That has now dropped to 17%. That's also down from almost half the crop, 49%, being in drought during the planting season in October of 2023. It's also significantly lower than what we saw a year ago when 58% of the winter wheat production area was in drought at the end of January 2023. With the hay, we saw a January drop from 33% in drought at the beginning of the month to 18% by January 30th. And that's also down from an autumn peak of 42% of the U.S. hay production area in drought. And for cattle, we saw a drop from 35% in drought at the beginning of January to just 18% by January 30th. That too down from an autumn peak of 47% of the U.S. cattle inventory in drought back in October.
In other news, USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service this week released the cattle report showing a 2% decline in U.S. cattle inventory. The report shows 87.2 million head of cattle and calves on U.S. farms as of January 1st of the new year. Of the 87.2 million head inventory, all cows and heifers that have calved totaled 37.6 million. There are 28.2 million beef cows in the U.S., down 2% from last year. The number of milk cows in the United States decreased slightly to 9.36 million. The U.S. calf crop was estimated at 33.6 million head, down 2% from 2022. And lastly, all cattle on feed were at 14.4 million head, which was up 2% from 2023. With your latest agricultural news, I'm Sam Speck through the MidAmerica Ag Network.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
Bids are being accepted for the Frank Feldhausen Trust on two properties in Herkimer Township east of Bremen. The first is 123 acres tillable production. The second, 10 acres in the southeast corner, includes house and outbuildings. For inspection or details or to obtain a bid sheet, contact Galloway Wiggers and Brenniger in Marysville. Bids must be received no later than noon Friday, February 16th. Seller reserves the right to accept any bid, reject all bids, or invite certain bidders to a subsequent private auction. Again, contact Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger for more details, inspection, and bidding information. An open house to property is planned this Saturday, February 3rd, 10 to noon, at 955 Fifth Road.
GMO and CRISPR technologies introduce new or altered genes in an organism. In a nutshell, I'll explain their differences on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
CRISPRs, or genetically modified organisms, and CRISPR, which stands for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeats, are used to tweak an organism's DNA. But do you know the difference between them? Keith Edmiston is a cotton and industrial hemp specialist at North Carolina State University. He says GMO is basically an umbrella term.
For most of the public, I think their idea of what a GMO is when you're moving a gene from one species to another species that's not sexually compatible. But scientists don't really use the term GMO because it's not very specific. We've genetically modified all the crops we grow. Even with traditional breeding, you're genetically modifying crops.
CRISPR involves the process of gene editing, and there are many ways to use it. One is to cut a chromosome in a specific spot, let it repair itself, and form a mutation that knocks out a detrimental gene. Edmiston says it's cheaper and more precise than GMO technology.
In the cases of using it for site-directed mutation, at least in the U.S. so far, they're not requiring regulatory for that because it's no different than using radiation to cause a mutation or just looking for mutations within a species. It evens the playing field where it doesn't require a lot of money, so small companies or universities are much more able to participate with this tool.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about GMO and CRISPR technologies at agriculture.com.
Can an insurance bot ever really understand your needs?
Do you think I'd benefit from bundling my auto and home coverage?
Searching for homes with car dealerships nearby.
Sure, robots listen, but do they understand you? At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you save money and time by bundling your auto and home insurance. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Good Friday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we approach the closing bell and pass through midday, still quite a bit of uncertainty. A mixed two-sided day of trade through both the grains and the livestock. February live cattle up 15 at 179.87. April up 17 to 183.35. We do start to see some red in the feeder cattle markets. The March contract down 35 at 244.52. April feeders down 75 to 249.77. Mixed in the hogs to mostly higher, actually. February lean hogs is down 22 to 75.57. April, though, up 12 to 83.85. Into the grains now. Again, as mentioned, a mixed kind of day. March corn down 2.25 at 4.45. May to 4.55.5. That's down 2.75. Starting to see some gains back all across the wheat markets. The March Kansas City wheat specifically up 6 at 6.26.75. May up 4.75 to 6.24.5. Oats still struggling today a bit. March oats down 8.75 to 3.75.5, with May down 6.75 at 3.68.75. Double-digit losses for the soybeans today. March beans down 11.25, trading at 11.92 a bushel. May down 11.5 to 12.02 1/4. March soy meal down 4.20 at 357.50, and the oil market down as well. Soy oil for March down 79 at 44.81. Cotton is two-sided today. Later months see lower figures. However, March is up 43 at 86.92. May up 28 to 87.92. Through the energy markets, it's been mostly lower. March crude oil down 1.32 at 72.50 per barrel. March unleaded gas is down 2 cents a gallon, trading at 216, rather. March heating oil is down 3 at 268. Now natural gas is a bit higher. March up 3 at 208. Looking now into the metals, we see February gold down 1790 an ounce at 2035.10. We see March silver currently down 43 at 2280 an ounce. And the dollar index has seen quite the jump today. The March dollar index currently up 97 points, trading at 103.84. With your latest market information here, I'm Sam Speck through the Mid-America Ag Network.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C. Plus, hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Leaving wildlife alone in weather conditions proves to be important for the safety of Kansas creatures and citizens alike. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discusses how wildlife prepare for the cold weather and take care of themselves when it arrives. He says why it's best to let nature look after itself.
It's very natural for people who are caring to want to save critters if they see an animal that doesn't seem like it's doing well. And we tend to think about wild animals the same way that we think about our pets, or the same way that we think about livestock and those sorts of things. But it's really important to remember that the native wildlife that we have in different places are adapted to the conditions that are going to be in those places. And when we try and save those critters, oftentimes we can sort of get in the way of either nature taking its course or that animal actually having the best chance it can have.
Ricketts discusses the defense mechanisms native wildlife have to combat extreme climate circumstances.
If we're thinking about getting through the cold, you know, one of the things that we see mammals and birds do a lot is either ruffle up or fluff up their feathers, and that is allowing more air to be trapped in between that outer layer of fur or feathers and the body, so it's increasing the insulative value and allowing them to stay warm. Another thing is that when times are good, when food is really abundant, most of our native wildlife really try and build up fat reserves, and that does a couple of things for them. It allows them to have more fat to burn when they need to stay warm. It also allows them to get through lean times when food's harder to access.
He explains the risk in messing with distressed animals and the steps to take to remedy a potentially hazardous situation.
If we are trying to rescue a critter, we can also expose ourselves to injuries from wildlife. It's a common time for people to get bit when they're handling wildlife. Even if that critter looks like it's doing really poorly, they still may react and bite you if you're trying to save them. They might claw you. That can, of course, injure you, but it can also expose you to diseases, right? And that's not something that we want to do either. So I would just recommend that you call your local wildlife officials. That could be animal control. If you're in town, it could be a game warden, it could be your wildlife biologist, but let them make the decision about what's going to happen to that animal rather than trying to save it yourself.
That was K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts on the importance of not interfering with wild species in times of winter discomfort. He recommends contacting local wildlife authorities if an animal is believed to be in distress or causing harm. But most importantly, remember to leave them alone. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Unlock thousands of dollars in savings on a new three-row 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee L during Twin Rivers President's Day sales event. The Grand Cherokee L is the most luxurious model in its class. Don't miss your chance to arrange for a test drive at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on West Court in Beatrice. See dealer for complete details. Not all models or buyers will qualify. And the President's Day sales event ends February 29. Your new and used superstore is Twin Rivers in Beatrice, online at twinriv.com.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Labor Department's January jobs report is expected to show continued growth when it's released this morning. The question is how much? Estimates for job growth range from 120,000 up to 290,000 jobs added. Economists also think the unemployment rate may tick up slightly. Investors got good earnings reports on Thursday from tech giants Amazon and Meta.
Holiday shopping season helped Amazon's fourth quarter revenue increase by 14%. Facebook's parent company fared even better. Its fourth quarter revenues were up by 25% from the year before. With more than $65 billion in cash on hand, Meta's going to pay its first ever dividend next month. Cycling the other way, Peloton, the exercise equipment maker, closed Thursday down 24% after revenues dropped by more than 6% in the quarter and the company cut its earnings outlook. Brian Clark, ABC News.
KNDY. Country music, just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.
ABC News, I'm Michelle.